and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries, and this is today's broadcast of this Gospel of the Kingdom. Today, I would like to share with you a testimony that something happened to me back in 2008. One morning in 2008, when I was in the shower, the thought came to my mind to go get a clock, a wall clock, that runs on batteries, that does not have any cord, and do not put a battery in the clock, but to set the clock at almost midnight, just a couple minutes to midnight, and to put it on the wall with no cord and no battery. Set for that specific time of a couple minutes to midnight to signify to everybody that came into the house where we was having services at as well, to signify to everyone that it is nearing midnight. It is nearing the trumpet call. It is nearing the return of Jesus Christ. It is nearing the great tribulation, that we're living in the end times, that we need to get right with the Lord and have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and to prepare to meet Jesus. Amen. So, I didn't know if this thought in my mind was my ideal, just thoughts, or if it was God. I was still young in the Lord. And even for most of us that are older in the Lord, we sometimes wrestle with, is this my thoughts or God? So I had planned to pray about this much more, but I didn't have really much time to pray about it, because just a few minutes later, just only a few minutes later, the phone rung. And it was a man that I had never heard from before, that lived in Louisiana. And at the time, he ran a website called nearingmidnight.com. Now, that website is no longer available on the internet, but at the time, he had a website called Nearing Midnight. And God had just told me to get a clock and put it on the wall and set it at near midnight. Well, we talked, and at the time, I was doing a weekly broadcast over the internet, and he had found where I was doing that broadcast, and so he was wanting to talk to me about doing a broadcast together to help people realize that it was nearing midnight. So I agreed to do that, and we did that broadcast. But as soon as I got off the phone with him, I went across the street where there was a yard sale, and there was the clock that God had put into my mind. There was the clock that God told me to get and put on the wall, and I put it on the wall at nearing midnight. And so that clock stayed on my wall for as long as I lived in that house. And then later on in 2008, God called me to leave that house, to sell everything that I owned and anything I could not sell to give away. And I had 30 days back in September 2008 to give everything away, sell everything away, everything except for what I needed for survival of living in a tent. And I went and moved into a tent with only my basic necessities of living in a tent. and lived in a tent for 7 full years, all year round, for 7 complete years, until just very, very recently. And so this comes back into my mind now about that nearing midnight clock miracle. And I'm sharing with you this testimony today to let you know that God is real and that he speaks to his people. Amen. Praise God in Jesus' name. A few years later, God revealed unto me that the one that they call the Antichrist, which the Bible calls the man of sin, the lawless one, the son of perdition, but people call him the Antichrist. Jesus revealed to me that he's the president of Syria. And I have talked about that many times on this broadcast and on other radio broadcasts over the years and on the internet and in books and so forth. I have declared it loud and clear across the world through the internet and radio and books, CDs, DVDs, that the president of Syria is the son of perdition, the one that you call the Antichrist. That's not the topic specifically of today's broadcast, but it is related to the nearing midnight clock, because it's very important that we understand what time it is and who the threat is, and that people be warned in advance of the end time empire of the Antichrist. God also showed me later on after that, that many, many years ago, decades ago, God had given a minister in Georgia the revelation that the Antichrist would be from Syria. That was before Bashar Assad came to power. And he did not name Assad. But this preacher in Georgia declared that it would be the president of Syria would be the end time Antichrist. Well, a friend of mine on Facebook had been at a revival being held there in Georgia at a different church. And that minister, that preacher, that evangelist was preaching at this man's church. And my friend, who I know on Facebook, heard that man declare those words. But it was within a sermon about it nearing midnight. Well, there was somebody else there in the congregation listening to that same sermon. And they were songwriters. And they made a song. They was inspired to write a song called Nearing Midnight, based on that sermon of the end times, what time it is. The same sermon in which he also preached that the Antichrist would be from Syria. Decades ago that he preached that. That same song was later on sold to a more famous singing group called Gold City. And they made that song very popular and famous, the Midnight Call. And I'm going to play that for you now as a testimony of the power of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet. Steps out on a me. I see prophecies fulfilling and signs of the times. They're appearing.
You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.